welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita and I'm sitting in with Olivia. We're talking about a recent trip that we had a couple of weeks ago up to Morganton, North Carolina, about a four-hour drive from the Gainesville area. And we had a chance to go in style, everyone. Now, Olivia, I fell in love with the car that we were driving, and it was really hard for me to give that car back. And it was a loan from Chevrolet, and it was a 2018 Chevrolet Traverse, and it was really decked out with all kinds of things.
Yes, we arrived in style, but we also arrived in safety, and that's really what the Traverse is becoming known for. It has a 5-star safety rating, and a really cool feature is its bird's eye view camera.
I love that camera because it gives you a chance to see all sides of the car, the front and the back. So it's great because you can see what's on each side of you, especially when you're backing out. But I also like it too because it gives you a view of any kids that might be behind you, pets that might be behind you. So all of those things. So it gives you a bird's eye view. You see the whole complete car. And it's actually kind of just a neat picture to see too, how you can see the car from like above.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to think about. They have an advanced camera system all around because they can also alert you when you need to slow down quickly and help kind of prevent those types of collisions. Mm-hmm. They help with visual and audible warnings as well. So it's a very smart car.
It's very, very smart. And of course, there are airbags. I mean, all cars now are coming with airbags, but airbags for the driver, the passenger, front head, front side, rear side. I mean, great, great, great airbags in the car. Again, they're focusing on that safety. And four-wheel anti-lock braking system so that you know that car is going to stop if you have to stop quickly. Plus, as you mentioned too, it can gauge something that may be coming too close and it will help you stop.
And another example is its front pedestrian braking as well. So it is able to intervene, if you allow it, intervene and apply the brakes automatically to prevent those kinds of collisions. You know, in neighborhoods especially, sometimes people, you know, forget to look both ways or, you know, it could happen any kind of way. So this car really helps prevent those accidents from happening.
Right. It just sends you a signal if someone's passing behind you, sends you a warning through the vehicle's rear vision camera. So, hey, it definitely keeps you aware of what is around you. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, another feature that I really like also, too, is their kind of look behind and check the back seat alert. Because, unfortunately, we've had too many cases of either children being left in the car, pets being left in the car, where the driver just kind of forgets or gets maybe lost in thought and doesn't think to kind of look behind and make sure that they've gotten everything that they need to get out of the back seat, especially if we're talking about a child.
Absolutely. And that's really important now in the summertime with the heat, too. It's really a dire situation. You cannot waste any time there. So the rear seat reminder reminds you to check the back seat. It can sense if there is something back there, a child or a pet, or even, you know, your purse or ice cream, other things that you lower on the list, but you may not want to forget them in your car.
Exactly. If you open that back door, it sends a signal that you need to check the back seat to make sure you've gotten everything. And that falls right in line with Georgia's Look Again campaign, which is all about kind of that rear seat reminder to remind people to always look in the back, make sure that you're not forgetting a precious, precious cargo, which would be your child.
Yes.
Now, we talked about the surround vision. We talked about all the kind of safety things. But, hey, we had a little bit of fun in the car, too, because we did a little bit of Facebook Live. That was fun.
We did do some Facebook Live. And what came in handy was the onboard Wi-Fi. So a built-in 4G LTE Wi-Fi connection that can connect up to 7 devices. That means the internet is coming along for the ride. So if you've got a full car of people and you want them to be occupied so they're not asking you, are we there yet?
Right.
Again and again, might be the car for you.
Might be the car for you because, you know, everybody can be connected. Everyone can have their videos that they want to watch, the games that they want to watch. If they're surfing, you know, the internet or maybe checking out Facebook or taking some pictures and posting them on Instagram. The driver can focus on the road and everyone else can bring out those iPads or tablets or whatever you may have and just connect and have a great time on a road trip.
Yes.
And now, it was great fun for us, too, because it was very comfortable. We had the High Country model, so that made it a little bit extra special as well, with the leather seats. And also, too, another thing about it is that it had that third row seats as well. So it makes it great for any families that, you know, are large families, maybe six in the family, and you still have enough room to put all the luggage in the back.
Yeah, my family often employed that third row. We had to.
Yep, so for a larger family, this is your car. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia and I are talking about our experience working with Chevrolet and driving their Traverse SUV. And it was such a fantastic opportunity. I mean, it was a white car, Olivia, with that tan interior. It was also a very pretty car as well.
It really was.
It was very, very attractive. As a matter of fact, I saw people looking at us as we were driving down the road.
Well, that could have been for several reasons.
Well, that could have been for several reasons, yes. So just the whole package.
Yes.
You know, so the Traverse made us look good, for sure. No doubt about that. But, you know, when you talk about all the safety things and things like that, I mean, there's so many great, you know, safety road tips that we can share as well, you know, with traveling during the summer, whether you're traveling in the Traverse or whatever your own personal vehicle may be. But certainly the Traverse offers all of those type safety features that really makes it good for a road trip. So if you get in the habit of, you know, doing kind of safety checks for your with your vehicle before you hit the road, you know, that's always really a good thing that you want to make sure that you do before you head out on a road trip. And we did that, although, of course, when the car was delivered to me, all of that had been done for us.
Right.
But still, we did our little walk around as we were getting the bags in, kind of looked, check the wheels and that kind of thing. So that's the kind of thing that you want to do when you're starting out on a road trip.
I think that's especially important with, you know, these cars that are becoming smarter, and we may come to rely on these different features, the, you know, collision detection. We want to make sure that the car is up and running, so maybe bring it in and get it checked before you're doing a long road trip, so you don't have to worry about those features maybe malfunctioning or whatever it may be. You know, these cars that have a computer system inside them now, you might not think about getting that part of it checked out too.
Yeah, you still want to do things like a quick check of the tires, the lights, the belts, the hoses, fluids, windshield wipers, you know, making sure that, you know, they're still in good condition. All of those kind of things are the things that you want to do regardless of what type of car you're driving. And you're right, the smart cars now let us know a lot of that. Even, you know, things that like tire pressure and things like that, you know, it can let us know that. But before you get on that road, because most times when we're going on a road trip, there's a lot of road between where you're leaving from and where you're going. And you want to be safe. You want to be secure along that whole journey.
Right. You especially don't want to find yourself lost or stuck in an unfamiliar place. And another point with those smarter cars as well is maybe familiarize yourself with all of its features and all of the settings that you can make before you get started on that trip, so the actual driving can be as smooth as possible.
That's absolutely right. And I would even take it a little further, Olivia, say the passengers too, make sure they know, because whomever is sitting in the passenger seat up front can help to control some of those things like temperature. If you want to change that, you want to change the music, any things like that, so that the driver can stay focused on the road. And although the technology's there because it's a touch screen in the Traverse, so all you have to do is touch the screen and you can maneuver through all of the different menu items there on the screen. But still, you know, if that passenger's sitting there, they can help with that while you keep both hands on the wheel and you're driving along in your Chevrolet Traverse.
Yes.
That was fun. I want to do that again.
I do too. I want to spend more time just looking at that bird's eye view. That's such an interesting thing. And that's four different cameras coming together to create kind of a composite image. So that's how that works. It's really cool.
Was that your favorite feature?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's especially, you know, handy in kind of a crowded driveway like mine where there are other cars. Mm-hmm. There's cats and dogs walking around, you know, neighbors, kids now, so.
And then shopping malls, you know.
Yes.
A lot of times I'm very uncomfortable when I start backing out in shopping areas because kids could run up all of a sudden, you know, people walking by, someone with bags, they're not paying attention, all of those things. So that bird's eye view camera.
And those can be some tight parking lots. So.
They really can. So we love the Chevrolet Traverse. Now we'll be back in a few moments. We're going to switch over to travel insurance in our next segment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This segment was brought to you by Chevrolet. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Road tripping with my two favorite allies. Fully loaded, we got snacks and supplies. It's time to leave this town, it's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost, let's go.